July was hot. It was the official hottest month on record. The average global temperature in July was 1.71 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average of 60.4 degrees.
Wow.
Meaning that it's the hottest July in the 140 years that they've recorded. So I don't know how it was before then, but that's what they have, at least for records. The previous hottest July, you have to go all the way back to 2016. So not that far ago. Okay, Liv, I thought of you when I saw this and anybody else that's stuck working with me. A new survey from Monster.com found that about 14 to 15% of people, employees, say they break down in tears at least once a week or every day. 45% of workers said that that is because of their bosses or colleagues that actually brought them to the tears. 20% of people said they cried in the office due to problems at home or outside of work. And 16% said they cried because they were overwhelmed by their workloads, pork chop. Researchers say that the survey findings are evidence that American workers are suffering and that employers need to release some of the pressure off of their employees. I've cried at work, but that's like talking about like emotional things. I've been mad at like Pork Chop and at Liv, but I haven't cried over them.
Oh, I've definitely cried at work. I've cried probably almost every job. I mean, no, not every job. Definitely haven't. Not every job.
I don't want to pedal
it. Definitely haven't cried at Cycle Bar. But I've cried at like a couple of jobs, especially when I was in college, like going through a breakup. I mean, I had an office to myself in like the College of Business. I had like my own office and I was going through a really bad breakup and I literally was by myself in that room and would listen to sad music and cry while I was doing research.
All right, Portia, what about you? Has this job overwhelmed you so much that you've been brought to tears when me and Liv leave for the day?
No, I have not cried. I don't cry from being overwhelmed.
What is it?
With like work.
Well, hold on a sec. This is
Liv?
Well,
he has cried here when he talked about his dog passing.
Okay, that's it. But no, Liv says she has. You recorded this yesterday?
No!
Yeah, that was Pork Chop.
I got more work to do. I gotta get all the audio ready for the show. I'm never gonna get home. All right, dude, it's gonna be okay. Liv the Web Girl, when I saw the story, I thought of you. A company is accepting applications for anyone willing to watch Friends for 25 hours and live tweet the experience.
I would love to do this.
The super fan will also get $1,000 for their trouble along with some Friends swag. So swag on, my friend.
Wait, how do I apply?
I'll
figure it out. I'm going to apply to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll get you the detail. I just want to see if you were interested before I gave you all the deets.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to do that.
Okay, Vice is publishing a research paper. I guess they put some research into this on why small men's junk could go into style again. Basically say that throughout history of man, opinions have changed on whether small or big junk is better, and they're saying we're due for a swing back to the small size. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. My ding-dong's gonna be in style again.
Too bad you're married, so what? Who cares? Why does that even matter?
You touch my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
That way I can tell Lindsay when she complains about, like, you know what?
It's in style, honey.
A lot of other people would say this is quite fashionable.
It's in style.
Okay, so good news for everybody out there with the small stuff. And nearly half of Americans, this is disgusting, have worn the same pair of underwear for two or more days. Apparel maker Tommy John reported that out of 1,000 people that responded to a informal poll that they had of customers, 45% admitted that they had worn the same pair of underwear for two or more days, with 13% saying they had worn the same pair for a week or more.
Oh my gosh, what?
I don't care if you're the sweetest, most delicate flower, your booty has got to be rank.
Wait, is this a bad time for me to admit that I'm sure there's been at least once or twice where I wore it for 2 days?
Yeah, it's not surprising. What's bad is that your butt crack hangs out all the time. It's probably more like butt floss now. Gross.
Ew. Never say butt floss ever again, especially when we're talking about Pork Chop.
All right, well, I'm just telling you that's what they said about it. So,
ew.
All right. That's Joe's.
I'm seriously gonna be sick.
That's Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now.